This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with a special report. Jeff Bliss, Pacific Watch himself, is here to update us on Vegas Report. Our last episode, you will remember, Formula One comes to Vegas. The track, 3.8 miles. There's an incident the first night, and there are questions raised all the weeks before and during. Will the crowd turn out? Didn't turn out. The occupancy rate of the hotels was not special, wasn't even boisterous. And the worry was, we're going to lose money on this. The only person really attending is Sphere. Sphere watches the whole race. Otherwise, it's in the middle of the night. And Verstappen, Max Verstappen, the best driver in the world, is complaining about the course. He's got to switch from his tires and get used to it. And then that first night, there's a manhole cover that isn't battened down and rips out the bottom of the $12 million Ferrari. So what we have are nothing but incidents leading up to a failure. The presumption was this didn't work. And now, drum roll, please. Jeff, a very good evening to you. What's that number that we have from that weekend at Las Vegas? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. For a failure, it sure brought in a heck of a lot of money. They believe the impact, the economic impact on the city because of the Formula One race came to about $1.8 billion. Now that's not the total profit or anything, but that's the first big number, and that's pretty substantial.
That looks attractive, Jeff. But, you know, I'm getting used to the idea that Las Vegas has other opinions. Did anybody say that was a bad number? Did they say it was a good number? What did they say about it?
No, people just kind of looked at it and went, wow, that is a pretty good number. They didn't get the number of fans they thought they would, even though at the final race, it was hard to get a seat anywhere. And even for the celebrities that showed up, they complained about not being able to get the seats they wanted. And some of the businesses near the strip didn't get the business they thought they'd get during the week because of roads and streets that were blocked or busy with traffic. And so, you know, some of those people were complaining, but overall people did pretty well. The city did pretty well. I mean, if you were a dealer, a croupier, somebody that worked in the pit area there, in, say, Wynn's, which is one of the big fancy resorts in town, one of the big casinos, upscale casinos, they split about $2 million in tips between those people that work in that pit area over the weekend. And that's a pretty big deal. I mean, that's about 10 times as much as they usually make in that period of time. So they're pretty happy. And, you know, the TV folks who bring in huge money, they were thrilled because it was, you know, the third highest rated F1 race of the entire year. And it was the second most viewed F1 race on ESPN, our own local, you know, national network on record. So by any stretch of the imagination, it was a profitable weekend for Vegas and everybody who was connected to it.
I saw the video clip interview with Max Verstappen, whom I liked immediately, because when asked, how'd you do out there, he gave very technical answers. And he apparently, there was some moment where he bumped another car because he slipped in a turn. He used some special language. And he said that was a mistake. It shouldn't have happened. Everybody's okay. I was docked 5 seconds. And he still won. He had already won the championship. How are they going to change that next year, Jeff?
Well, one of the things they want to do is they want to shift it to earlier in the year. So more towards the beginning of October when points are still on the line. And there's some thinking that it might be better with weather because they were really coming up against perhaps a very dangerous rainstorm that was causing some issues that has now moved eastward and turned into snow for everybody else. But they think if they move it up farther into October, people will be happier. The racers will be happier, the sponsors, et cetera. Some people stayed away because they already knew who the championship was won by.
Now, Sphere was very happy. Big grin on Sphere's face. And Sphere was had one of those weekends where Sphere had to keep changing because the news came in the Oakland A's were headed there. Did you see that one with him having the big A's symbols on the side of Sphere? He's very excited about baseball, although I suspect they'll rename it. It should be the Las Vegas Spheres, Jeff.
Well, they can't be the Aces because there's already a team of that name. So that A part will stay or go away at least. You know, one other group that really did quite well because of the race in Vegas were the Culinary and Bartenders Union, because they were going on strike just as the race was coming in. And that would have really made a mess of the hotels and the casinos. And so they used that for leverage and they got a great contract. So there are a lot of people in Vegas who are very happy this week.
Yes, and baseball is coming. The A's, huge news. Jeff and I are lobbying for the two teams that aren't there. That is basketball and soccer, right, Jeff? Those are the two teams not there.
That's right. And, you know, they're getting some big golf tournaments coming up, including one in conjunction with the Super Bowl. So, once again, Vegas is, you know, working its way up to being considered probably the world's sports capital.
Right. They need a cricket team, but I'm not rushing that because I'm still learning cricket. Now, about Sphere, there is an issue in London, Jeff. We need to confront it. The mayor of London rejected Sphere, claiming that it would keep people awake, light pollution. Jeff, what is that all about? Rejecting a was $2.3 billion, right? It's an absolute smash. Put that in the middle of London, everybody would love it. Does that light pollution thing sound right to you? Sadiq Khan is the name of the mayor, and he's getting mixed marks from the Londoners. Yeah, he's been okay, but what's he done for us lately? The Sphere would have been a great way for him to exit.
You know, I've heard some people who stayed in hotels right next to the Sphere that they do get a lot of light in there late at night. But, you know, I think London is it's quite a bit different than Vegas is. Vegas is used to lights all the time. That said, though, that just the dismissing it outright, just out of hand, seems like a mistake because the Sphere, just like the giant Ferris wheel, the Eye, and other things they have there in London, it seems like it would be a nice attraction.
And other cities were interested. I don't think the London rejection. I'm getting sentimental about Sphere. Something, you know, that movie that Tom Hanks made that was an update of Robinson Crusoe, where he befriended a soccer ball called Wilson.
Yeah, Castaway. I remember that well.
Right. Well, Sphere has elements of Wilson.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't used, you know, they can shift the images on the outside of the Sphere to be anything they want, any type of image they put up there. And it is surprising they haven't put Wilson up there yet. That'd be quite funny.
Because Sphere can cry, he can laugh, or it can do anything. And when I saw Sphere watching the whole race, I thought, this is hardcore. You can see how he's going to get excited about home runs.
Everybody who sees the Sphere loves it. It's you know, it can be whimsical, it can be jaw dropping, you know, awe inspiring. It really is quite a marvel of technology. It's a combination of technology and visual art. It's really like nothing else you've ever seen.
And it's all by himself right now. He needs brothers and sisters. So, Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, but this is special Vegas report, Pit Boss Bliss, which Jeff reminds me applies both to Formula One and to the regular casinos, right, Jeff? They're pit bosses every night.
That's right. Those guys run the show on the gambling floor
and get big tips when the high rollers come in. Jeff Bliss, this is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.